We've got some very special guests joining us in studio, but before we get to them, I think I just need to reset the scene for a lot of people. Something was said a couple of weeks ago on this very show, something that struck a chord deep within my soul. We have the audio. It was we were talking about the Springboks game, not the one that just happened this weekend, but a few weeks ago that was upcoming. I was wearing my All Blacks jersey in studio. Josh noted that I was wearing the ABs jersey. We started talking about that, and then this happened. Wearing my ABs jersey this morning.
I saw that. It looks good on you.
Thanks, man. I know, it makes me look fitter than I am, which is quite nice when you wear a really sporty jersey.
I was going to say, like, you don't really have your, you know, I guess, how do I put this?
Here we go. Put it. What about just not saying
okay,
it?
Okay,
I know what you're going to say.
You look good in the shirt.
Thank you.
What were you going to say?
She was going to say I don't have a belly as much. And then she realised that's quite insulting, actually. How can I back out of here? Don't worry, Wheezy. I already know that. Tough. That's a tough one to hear.
That was ruthless.
You know you're in a bad way when someone is willing to point out that you have a belly openly to the nation. So I decided, you know what? I have a six-month-old child. I've been letting myself go a little bit. I've been to the UK. There was plenty of pub food and that kind of stuff going on. It's time to make a change. The dad bod is going, okay? So starting this week, I will be taking on a body transformation challenge thanks to the guys at bodyinsight.nz. Welcome, Luke and Stuart, to the studio. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, I got in touch with you, Luke. I've known you for a wee while, and Luke's a very fit man. He's tall, he's trim, and I thought, you can't trust a skinny chef, and you can't trust a fat personal trainer. So, Luke, you guys run bodyinsight.nz and you guys are doing like a 60-day challenge, right, for people to make some change and some transformation in their life. So I'm going to be signing up and doing this. Take us through a little bit of what this kind of looks like over the next 2 months.
So I guess what, just like any other challenge where we're trying to give nutritional advice, exercise advice, but we're adding layers on top of that make it a bit more comprehensive. So one of the things that we're focusing on is body scans. And Stuart, do you want to talk a little bit about the body scans?
So yeah, over my own journey of transformation, I decided to start using this technology of scanning the whole body because I was losing weight and that was all great. And eventually I got to this point where I didn't know what was going on because I wasn't losing any weight. Things were changing, I thought, but I just, you know, just didn't really know.
So you don't have the data.
Yeah, just didn't have any data in front of me. All I had was a scale that wasn't moving, getting frustrated. I was like, okay, let's just go and try something new. So I found out this, let's do some scanning. We can see what the breakdown is of muscle and fat, and we can see what the changes over time. So then I started talking to Luke. We hang out over a better burger and eat some and eat some really healthy takeout food, and said let's start a company and do this and incorporate some of the stuff you do as well.
Well, okay, so you've brought in this machine, right? So Josh and I are both going to be scanned coming up. We're going to find out a whole lot of information that's actually probably a bit scary to find out, really, about your body. So it's going to tell like lean muscle mass. It's going to tell you how much fat you've got, how much. Like organ type fat, is that right?
Visceral fat.
Yeah, visceral fat. That's the fat that's sort of correlated with all the chronic diseases. So you want to make sure that the visceral fat, the fat in your organs, is low. But how do you measure that?
Okay.
Because a lot of times you'll see people that have like a beer belly, you know, that protruding gut where they actually don't have a lot of squeezable fat on the outside. So then you're wondering, well, what's actually making that stomach big?
Right, so that's all behind,
yes.
Stuck around the organs. Not good.
Does it tell you how much fat you ate over the weekend? Because I didn't have that great of a weekend, if I'm being honest.
Look, we had a bit of a blowout. Josh and I spent the weekend together, actually. And I knew, look, health transformation starting Monday. You know, there's room to have a last meal, if you will, or meals. So both Josh and I have had a good time.
I like your strategy. Obviously, we got a before and after scan. We're rewarding prizes on that. So if your intention was to like make yourself bigger before the count and thing,
then you got more to lose, yeah. Right?
I like your style.
So look, if anyone's listening and is kind of in a similar situation and they're like, oh, actually, you know, coming into Christmas, the end of the year, and you always say, oh, I'm going to lose some weight, whatever. But you're like, actually, you know what? I want to do this as well. People can sign up and still get involved because this sort of starts at the end of the week officially on a Friday, right?
Yeah. So we start Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with the scanning over in Herne Bay Rackets Club, at the Herne Bay Rackets Club. And we start in the morning because it's a medical grade device, so we have to make sure that the specific protocol is, you know, followed. I think you guys followed.
Oh yeah, Josh and I are in a fasted state. We were given all these things that we had to do to make sure we were prepared for the scan. Yeah, so if anyone else wants to get involved and wants to do it alongside me, maybe lose the dad bod or the mum bod or whatever it is, lose some weight before Christmas, then get in touch. Bodyinsight.nz is the website. You can find out all the info there. And we're going to be catching up with you guys sort of weekly throughout this next couple of months and seeing how my progress is going. Now, we just mentioned before we do the scan, and we'll get some results coming up that we can have a look at. You told us we weren't allowed to eat anything this morning. No water. So both Josh and I are totally empty.
Dry.
At the moment. And you also said no exercise. I'm not fully sure on what the reason is there, but I'm sure it's got something to do with the machine. So usually I cycle to work. Couldn't do that. So I had to catch the bus. And look, guys, I was committed to not doing any exercise, right? But the bus stop is up the road. But so I had to walk here. But
he was like, no exercise, with a big grin on his face.
Dial an Uber. No, so anyway, I walked from the bus stop to here. But this is unbelievable. 5:15 in the morning. I'm walking down the road. I see a guy, no shirt on, carrying a giant bookshelf on his own down the street. There's no one else around. It's very early. Shirt off, sweating up a storm. It was a real heavy, like solid wood, I don't know, Rimu or something, bookshelf. And he's carrying it. I'm coming up behind him, catching up to this guy. And he keeps putting it down and taking breaks. And he's like resting on it, like arm holding on, dying. And I'm like, oh gosh, what do I do? I've got to help this guy.
Can't help you, sorry. No exercise for me.
Like, oh, I've got, you know, what do I do? I'm not supposed to do any exercise. That does look heavy, but the poor guy's doing it on his own. And I walk past and I'm like, oh, the Good Samaritan. I can't not help this guy out. And I was like, hey, mate, you doing all right? He's like, oh, just trying to move this to my apartment. And I was like, yeah. Do you need a hand? And he was like, well, I can manage on my own. I can do it on my own. It's just taken me a long time. And I was like, okay. Oh, well, have a good one. And I left him and I felt terrible, but I was committed to the program that I couldn't do any exercise.
If only you had the same amount of mental finesse when it came to saying no to lollies.
I know. If only I could do that with bad food. All right. Well, Josh and I, over the next through the break, we're going to get scanned on this machine. And coming back, we're going to get some results and we can take a look at how fat I really am, which will be exciting.
We're in studio at the moment with Luke and Stu from Body Insights. And just during the ads there, we were scanned. And our bodies were printed out on a piece of paper.
I felt like I was getting plugged into the Matrix, to be honest. It's a very technical looking machine. It's all black and it's got screens and there's like the Vitruvian man spinning around and you look like you're being scanned into some Tom Cruise sci-fi movie. It's pretty cool. And right, so we weren't allowed to move. And how does it work? It sends like electrical signals pulsating through your body and they arrive at different points or something?
So it sends small electrical currents through your body and between your arms, and it goes from one leg to the other, so 1 foot to the other foot via your sort of abdomen area, and it goes from one arm to the other arm.
And so the signal passes at different speeds through different tissues, so it kind of gives you a readout of like, this took longer to get here, so obviously you have more of this or less of that. Or
yeah, so as it goes through your body, the different body tissues cause resistance, and it just basically measures your impedance and resistance, and then at the end, it's them values are plotted against data from DEXA scans and other higher grade medical devices.
Now, the reason we've got these guys in is because a couple of weeks ago, Eloise called Bjorn, said he looked fat live on air, pretty much.
She did.
She called him out.
She was shaking her head, Eloise, but we got audio. We just played it before.
It was ruthless. It was brutal. And Bjorn's decided to make a change. So a 8-week challenge for you, Bjorn, starting on Friday, is it?
Saturday morning, I guess, officially, right? So it's through bodyinsight.nz, and these guys are going to be sort of taking me through it. And first of all, what could, like, if someone else wants to do this as well, what can you kind of expect to see? Or, like, what should I be, you know, ballpark figure of thinking could happen within 2 months, right? Because you don't want to have crazy high expectations that things you're going to come out with a rippling six-pack, you know, just within 2 months. So what can you kind of expect?
Well, I've run 30-day challenges before, and we've had people lose 10, 12 kgs.
In 30 days?
Yes, and that's atypical, and that's someone that's... Well, the whole point is it's not just a diet. It's not just exercise. We're trying to put, like, a whole lifestyle together. And for us, it's almost like common sense. If you put the human body in an environment of health, then it's like a natural consequence. We don't even need to track it. The body will start losing fat and losing weight.
Right, because it kind of wants to do that, right? Yes. You've just got to put it in the conditions where it will start to.
Exactly. So we're sort of getting out of the way of our body's natural sort of ability to be lean and thrive and be healthy.
Wow. Well, it's all very interesting, and we've just been on the scanner, and our results are printed out now. We'll go to news, and coming up next, we will compare results and see we'll see where each other are at.
I think I could tell you who's fatter out of me and you just by looking at us, but we'll get the official numbers.
Stu has in front of him the code of our entire bodies, Bjorn and myself, anyway.
He's got my human genome pretty much printed out. He can tell me anything about myself, my favourite food.
Probably
chocolate. Am I looking at my results?
Something buttery. So starting on Saturday, Bjorn is starting an 8-week challenge with Body Insight, and you can sign up too if you want to, if you go to bodyinsight.nz. But Stu, you've got the results in front of you there. What are your first thoughts looking at our results?
This the sheet obviously tells quite a bit, so I'll start by asking you a question, Bjorn. Tell us a bit about your own daily activity and what you get up to in terms of exercise.
Well, I cycle to work most days, but you use an e-bike, so it's kind of half cycling. I do get a sweat on. That might say more about my fitness level than it does the e-bike. I don't know. But you get a bit of a sweat on. So I ride to and from work. That's about 24 kilometers in total. Do that probably 4 times a week. And then I apparently go to the gym 3 times a week. But I've been once in the last couple of months since coming back from the UK. That's been hard to keep up. And I occasionally will go run like 4 to 5 kilometers, maybe once a week.
Yep. So we can see from your lean body mass, like your lean body mass is quite high. Your skeletal muscle mass is higher than say the American Medical Association's, what they deem should be for your height and weight.
So I'm above average.
You're above average. Yeah, you've got nice muscle mass.
keep it coming.
You're pretty good. Your total body water's okay. And we can see your split of where all your muscle is and everything. So you're carrying most of your fat mass is carried in the torso.
That's visible. As Eloise pointed out, she had noted that also.
We can tell that. We don't need a scan to tell that. You're tracking. We got 22 kilos of body fat total out of your 98.8 kilos that you weighed in at.
So 22 kilos in my body is straight fat.
Yes.
Wow.
Out of a 98 kilo total.
Correct. It's like half a cement bag.
So how much, but you've always got to have some fat, right? So say during, how much could you lose off that?
You could lose, it depends what your goal is. If your goal is to compete in Mr. Universe, then, them guys are down to 2 to 5% body fat.
Right, okay.
That's drastic cutting.
That sounds good though.
But a healthy range is somewhere between like 15 to 20% body fat. And right now you're dancing up at around 22%.
It's definitely not the worst case scenario,
It isn't.
Well, nice to hear I'm not the worst you've ever seen, so that's good.
But the cool part is this shows the visceral fat as well, and that's the fat in the organs we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, so how's that, or what are my levels on that?
So your visceral fat level is 8, so, the level of balance is between 6 and 9, so you're, pretty much in the middle of a good range.
That's all right? Yep. Okay, good.
So you're good there.
Okay, good.
So the visceral fat, for those of you who don't know, is the fat that causes problems, right? Like heart disease and things like that.
It's the fat that hides around your organs. It's not really visible. So you can be nice and, your subcutaneous fat around the outside of your body can be nice and low and look great, but you don't know what you're hiding on the inside.
Is that what they call skinny fat? Yeah. Well, you don't look that fat, but you've got plenty
it's
in there.
It's hiding away the inside, around the organs.
Is that Josh?
Well, hold on.
Is that me? Quick.
You've got 58 square centimeters of visceral fat.
Whoa!
What's that as a percentage?
We didn't say Bjorn's.
Oh, melt him
air.
Down and spread him on butter. Spread him on bread.
Yeah, how many toast is how many pieces of toast is there?
No, your visceral fat level is 7, so it's around that balanced, the lower end of balanced as well.
Okay, good on you.
Taking care of yourself.
All right. Well, that's so cool, and there's so much more information that you get with this, and you get to do the scan if you sign up for the 8-week thing on Body Insight.
Two scans.
One at the beginning, one at the end.
After. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, right. So this is what's going to be interesting. We're going to do another one of these at the end, and we'll see how much I've changed.
Well, here's one you missed. Your bio age, Josh. You're 25, yeah?
Oh gosh. Yeah. I'm 25.
According to the scan, you're 24.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Oh no.
And,
okay.
And there's a reason he gave your details first. Okay, I'm 30.
Yeah, I'm 30 and currently tracking at 31 by age.
Oh no!
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, I'm like a dog. I'm older than I am.
Oh,
okay, I've got to get that down. That's bad news.
Well, hey guys, we really appreciate you coming in, and it's been really cool to jump on your machine. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, so we'll just say, if anyone wants to do this alongside me, I encourage it. It's great to make a change in your life. I'm going to be leading the charge, so if anyone wants to join in, best way to get in touch is at bodyinsight.nz, and you can do the challenge as well. And of course, it's not just the scan and then you sort of just let people go and see how they go in the wilderness. Obviously, there's the nutrition plans and stuff kind of sent out, and you've got exercise, everything that goes with it. And then Luke, you're obviously involved a lot more in the lifestyle part of it as well, right?
Yeah.
Kind of so getting your head in the right place.
Absolutely. So we do mindfulness, breathing, and meditation exercises because we think that nutrition and like emotional eating are really linked. So if you're not sort of paying attention to your emotional states, you're going to be reaching for a glass of wine, you're going to be reaching for chocolate, just anything to sort of handle the stress. And meditation is just a really productive way and a proactive way of learning how to sit still and learning to observe these sort of internal states without reacting to them, because you could have the best plan, the best diet, the best everything written and drawn up, but as soon as, like Mike Tyson says, you can have the best plan until you get hit in the mouth, and then you go out into the real world and you get stressed out, and the first thing you do is
you buy a big can of V.
Exactly.
Yes. Eloise, we're looking at you.
Hey, guys, well, we really appreciate you coming in. Awesome. And we'll see you again at the end for our after scans.
And we're going to be catching up with Luke each week to talk about sort of a tip or a weekly thing, and checking in with me and making sure I'm still on track as well. So, looking forward to it. And I can't wait to see these rippling abs revealed to the world.